The scripture today comes from John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now it is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I'm going to tell y'all what my worship life changed after seeing true worship at Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky. And I'm prayerful that any transformation of my soul, anything he does within me is only for his glory, for the glory of God. My entire life, church and worship services have been all about me. What did I learn? Did I get anything out of the sermon? Did the choir sing songs I remember? Did I like them? Was the congregation welcoming? Is everybody here? And while all these things were important, I get that. They'll always be important. But what is more important is our focus on Jesus. We are not the audience. He is. Did he enjoy the songs? Was he pleased with the sermon? Did he feel we were welcoming? Were we sitting in the pews with open hearts? Who was missing? Who was there? Now is the time to transform the church. This is the time. The programs, the talents, techniques, the building, all that's great, but it's not required. We don't even need a budget to find ourselves caught up in the Spirit of the Lord. What we do need is pure faithfulness and becoming more like Christ. We don't need to focus on doing good. We need to strive toward being good. Listen to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all our wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Lord, forgive us for taking control of your church and just leaving you in the wake of just forward change. Let us drop the nets of who we are, like the fisherman you called, and let us take up the cross and follow you. Transform us, Lord, from the inside out. Bring revival to us, to our hearts, and bring revival to the church. In Jesus' name, amen.